Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, and this is episode number 11 of the Mojo for Running podcast. There's always next time. Many people currently participate in one of several beginning running programs available for free on the internet. One characteristic of some of these programs is that they're very specific, prescribing a certain distance or time to walk and a certain distance or time to run on specific days with a specified frequency. Now, I think this is one of the reasons for their popularity, because when people are just getting into running particularly, they want concrete guidance on what to do when, how long to do this, how long to do that. I'm fond of these programs because I think most runners would look at them and say, yeah, this is realistic, this is doable. And I think that's the secret. I think virtually anybody, no matter how sedentary they may be, could look at this and have the confidence to say, I could complete that program. Now, motivation is another issue, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But at least they look at it and they say, yeah, me with my body, this is something I could do. It's a gradual increase in running. It's something that I know I could do. One thing that's pushing this wave of popularity is the availability of a phone app for the C to 5K program. And C to 5K stands for Couch to 5K. I think that's a good program. The C to 5K program was developed by Cool Running and is available. You can actually download it online, read all about it on the coolrunning.com website. And it's responsible, I think, for getting many people off the couch, hence the name. It's reasonable and it's doable. I'm sure there are other similarly helpful programs, but this is the one that I am most familiar with, so that's why I'm specifically focusing on it. It's got the non-runner advancing to being ready to run a 5K 9 weeks after beginning the program. The idea is to be ready to finish a 5K at that point. When the runner diligently follows this program, he or she probably is ready. But when they begin the program, some people go ahead and register for a race only 9 weeks out from the start of the program. This is not a bad idea because it also provides motivation, right? I mean, every single day, the runner or the potential runner thinks, I need to do this because I've got that 5K that's in such and such a number of weeks, and I will not be ready unless I follow the program. So registering for that program out there at the end, that race out there at the end of the program, is a good idea. But the runner must keep up with the training to be ready for the race. Sometimes they fail to complete the prescribed workouts, though. If they haven't been running, sometimes it's just hard to keep up with it. Then what? Well, first of all, the runner shouldn't feel like a failure. Everybody falls off the wagon now and then when it comes to training. I think it's important that the beginning runner not feel like a failure if they miss a few workouts or if they get behind. One of the easy things about a program like that is they can just go back to where they left off and pick up, or if they've missed several weeks, they can go back two or three weeks, or they can go to the beginning and start over. I think it's essential that they not consider themselves a failure if they get behind. But this is really important. What do they do about the race? It's a bad idea to do the race anyway. Some people will say, maybe they get behind in their training and they say, well, I'll just try the race. That's kind of a dangerous thing. Whatever the race fee, it's not worth risking injury and interrupting the new runner's path toward fitness. When a race must be postponed, yeah, it's sad for the runner, both financially and psychologically. Some of them are going to feel, oh, I failed. That's terrible. If the person even got 2 weeks into the program, they're 2 weeks ahead of where they ever were before. So that's the attitude. That's what the attitude should be. You know, it's happened to all of us that we don't do the training that we plan at in a given period and then end up unable to do the race or not prepared to do the race. That's life. The best thing is to pick another race and continue training with that new goal in mind. In this case, there likely will be many more races ahead, a lifetime of races. But if the runner stubbornly does the race when ill-prepared, an injury could put an end to that runner's racing forever, or at least bring it to a screeching halt for a while. And what a shame that would be. Running teaches us so much more than physical endurance. It provides many life lessons, and this is one. So besides everything else, running provides us wisdom, or it can. It provides us with experiences that teach us wisdom if we're only smart enough to be willing to learn. All any of us can do is study the race opportunities, make careful, realistic choices, and go for it. Most of the time, with conscientious effort, we will manage to achieve our training goals, and the reward will be a good race, but maybe even a great race. One thing all sports teach us is how to deal with disappointment, and it happens in running too. When things don't go as planned, we have to be prepared to say, "Oh well, there will always be next time." Please visit mojoforrunning.com and join the Mojo community. Send your running and racing stories to deb@mojoforrunning.com, and I'll share them in the Mojo for Running community blog. And I love it if you'd also include a photo. You can now order a Mojo for Running technical running shirt at runningbanana.com. Click the shop button, that's shop, S-H-O-P, in the top menu bar, and then click the miscellaneous button. Then you'll still need to scroll down until you see the logo. What's really neat about these shirts is that the people at Running Banana actually imprint the ink into the fabric. So that means that the entire logo is still breathable just like the rest of the shirt, and you really don't see that very often. Now here's today's quote. "The great thing in the world is not so much where we stand as in the direction we are moving." Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. Running is all about direction, too. Much more than speed. If you just keep at it, if you train smartly, speed will come.